Brenham Covet softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Covets game against Abilene Wiley is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Woman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Tegler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home, or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Alumni Field, where it is day two, or actually day one of the leadoff classic with the Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on Abilene Wiley. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And the Cubettes coming into this one 2-0 on the season after they picked up a victory in the first game this morning over Upton Hargrave. And now they're looking to extend it to 3-0.
Most definitely, I tell you what, we had a good night the other night, the opening game of the year. There were some special moments in that game, and now it's a good opportunity for the Cubettes to see a whole lot of different teams and get an idea of what the direction this team is going to go for the year.
And they're going to see a wide variety. Wiley actually just got done finished. The reason we're starting a little behind from where we had planned is Wiley was taking on Pearland in the game ahead of us, and Pearland ended up winning that one 9-1. And so Wiley now have to turn around and face this Brenham Cubette team as they're working on the fields, getting it ready to go here for the final game of the day. And we're going to take a look at the tournament schedule as we continue with the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blend Buck Baseball, Blend Lady Buck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
KWHI AM and K269 GU FM, Brenham.
And back we go here as the Brenham Cubs softball team getting set to open finish off day number one of the leadoff classic. Here we go. And taking on Abilene Wiley. Now, also still being played tonight in the 5 o'clock out at Holt Park. You got Brenham taking on Judson, Liberty versus Danbury, New Waverly versus Nederland, and then Johnson and Splendora. And then the tournament tomorrow, it will open at 11 o'clock with here at Alumni Field. They've got Santa Fe and Splendora. At 1 o'clock, Harlan and Splendora. Then at 3 o'clock, Santa Fe and Brenham. And 5 o'clock, Harlan and Brenham. And we'll have that 5 o'clock game for you. Out at Holt Park, field number 1, they've got Judson and Liberty at 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock, it's Judson and Pearland. And at 5 o'clock, Brennan and Pearland. Field number 2, it'll be Caney Creek and Johnson at 11. 1 o'clock, Nederland and Danbury. And then 3 o'clock, Caney Creek and Danbury. On field number 3, it'll be New Waverly and LaGrange at 11, New Waverly and Johnson at 1, Huffman and LaGrange at 3, and Huffman and Nederland at 5. Then on field 4, it'll be Liberty and Abilene Wiley at 11, Hallettsville and Wiley at 1, and Brenham and San Marcos at 3, Hallettsville and San Marcos at 5. And for a complete look at the tournament schedule, you can check it out. We've got it posted on our KWHI.com website. And you can go there for all the information, keep up to date on the latest tournament action. And speaking of the tournament, Cubettes getting the win this morning over Huffman Hargrave. Heidi Busker got the start, went the first 4 innings, and then Kylie Baker picked up the win in relief, going the final 3 innings. And it was the big hit of the game coming off the bat of Sarah, maybe a 3-run homer, and that would eventually put the Cubettes over the top and get the victory. And so they go to 2-0 on the season. We got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
And back we go here. We're coming to you from Alumni Field. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Tommy went down to go get the lineup there for Abilene Wiley. And we got the Cubette lineup. We'll give that to you in a little bit. But this is day number one of this three-day tournament. And we're going to be with the Cubettes, as we said, for this one. And then tomorrow they've got the 5 o'clock game against Harlan. We'll have that for you, 4:35 pregame. And then Saturday they got games against Liberty and Danbury at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And we'll have both of those games on Saturday starting at 1:35. And then a busy week next week. It's coming up Monday night. We've got Brenham Cub Baseball, their season opener at Friendswood. And that'll be a 5 o'clock start time, 4:35 pregame. And then I'll be heading to Rockdale Tuesday night with the Brenham Cub basketball team as they have their playoff, by district playoff against Colleen Ellis. And that'll be over at Rockdale High School. And that's a 7 o'clock start time there. And so we hope you'll be there to join us and for all that action as we bring it to you right here on your sports leader, KWHI, 1280 AM, K269GU, 101.7 FM, and KWHI.com. As the fans are filing in here, we haven't started yet. As we said, we're running a little bit behind. And so if you still want to make a chance to get out here to the ballpark for the final game of the day, you can. It's real comfortable out here. I think just in the 60s when we got here, and we are ready to get this one underway. Just waiting on the boys in blue to come out of the locker room, and while they're doing that, let's go ahead and take another break, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right, back we go. It's time now for your starting lineup. The starting lineup is brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham. The bank you take with you and the bank you come home to, your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Brenham Cubettes, it's going to be Avery Maurer leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Hallie Shield. Batting third, first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting fourth will be the left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fifth, third baseman Annie Beckendorf. Batting sixth will be the right fielder Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh, designated player Kylie Baker. She'll be hitting for the starting pitcher Della Jasinski. Batting eighth will be the catcher Stella Landry. And hitting ninth will be Mackenzie Tiemann. And the reserves are Coach Katie Roberts, Nevaeh Holmes, J.C. Hager, Liliana Gonzalez, Killian Koviak, and Heidi Bosker. And for the Wiley starting lineup, it will be Kayla Santiago leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the pitcher Hannah Messer. Batting third will be the catcher Sydney Murphy. Batting fourth, left fielder Jen McPherson. Batting fifth will be the third baseman Mary Stevenson. Batting sixth, second baseman Kaylin Vessel. Batting seventh will be the first baseman Corey Vogley. Batting eighth will be the designated player Macy Newby. And she's hitting for the shortstop Riley Severson. And then batting ninth will be the right fielder Aubrey Gunther. And reserves are Raina Doggett, Ava Cook, Tori Wieslander, and Amira Forbit. And that is your Wiley lineup. And we're going to take another break. And we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations at Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
And back we go here. It's time now to take a look at your game time weather forecast. And the game time weather forecast is brought to you by Blinn College. And let me get to my... always got it. Help if I have the ad in front of me. And the game weather update sponsored by Blinn College. And with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And here in Brenham, Texas, we've got 70 degrees right now here at the ballpark under cloudy skies. And sunset scheduled for tonight at 6:14. And our overnight low, 55 degrees. And then we've got rain moving into the forecast. Right now looking like a 40% chance between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So we'll see if that has any effect for tomorrow's games. And our high tomorrow is 72. And our high tomorrow is 67 and overnight low of 59. And then windy and cool on Saturday. So Sunday morning we're back down to 34 degrees. And we're going to take one final break and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476.
That's 979-530-5476.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. It specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
All right, and we are ready to go with our first pitch of the game. And that is going to be fouled away by Kayla Santiago. Della Jasinski in the circle for the Brenham Cubettes. And it'll be Santiago followed by Messer and Murphy here in the top of the first inning for Abilene Wiley against Della Jasinski. And pitches outside of ball, 1-1. And official first pitch at 5:14. Now the tournament, they're on a 1 hour, 40 minute time limit, and finish the inning that you're in. And so Jasinski ready with a 1-1 pitch. And that is a strike call. It's 1-2.
Did a pretty good job of getting back on schedule.
Yeah, pretty close. And the 1-2 delivery. Outside, and it's 2-2 now on the leadoff hitter, Santiago. Jasinski working with Stella Landry behind the plate, right side of the infield. Kaylin Rodriguez at first. Mackenzie Tiemann back in the lineup after her successful outing at the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. She's down there at second. And this one out to left field, maybe over, and she'll haul it in for out number one. And then Avery Mallard short. Andy Beckendorf at third. Outfielders, it's Hallie Scheel in center. Sarah Mabee in left. And Kaylee Rodriguez in right field.
How did McKenzie do? I didn't get that.
She did finish, I think it was reserve grand champion.
Wow. Congratulations.
And next pitch coming. And that is a strike call. And it's an 0-1 count on Messer. Next pitch, swung on and missed. And let's see, let me pull it up on the website here. She got, it was for her Brandeis female. She got first place in class, champion calf division, and reserve grand champion.
That'll work.
So, yeah.
Congratulations, McKenzie. Great
big
job.
Outing for McKenzie. And one ball and two strikes.
As we said the other evening, she's a dual threat.
Yeah.
And, FFA 4-H in the ag end of it, and a big threat here on the softball field.
1-2 pitch. Foul tip. That'll hold the count at 1-2 on Hannah Messer, the starting pitcher for Wiley. Jasinski ready, and next pitch coming. And that one, a ground ball to third. Beckendorf up with it. Fires across to Rodriguez, and that's out number two. Two up and two down, and now they'll bring up Sydney Murphy, the catcher.
Hey,
Murphy stepping in here to face Jasinski. And next pitch coming. Inside a ball. 1-0 count. And a pop ball. It's 2-0. Wind picking up a little bit in the outfield, blowing slightly from right to left.
As they say in Texas, hang around, the weather will change.
Oh, yeah. And that one's going to be sent out to left field, maybe backtracking. It's over her head, up against the wall. And that is going to be a double for Murphy. She got a good piece of that one. And that'll bring up Jen McPherson, the left fielder.
Hey, but she hit that one on the nose. Great job by Sarah Mabey. Get into the wall and get the ball back in the infield to hold her at second base.
And McPherson steps in. And pitch coming from Jasinski. Up high, a ball. Strike call, then it's 1-1. And looking down, I see Coach Danny Young is in attendance here tonight. Brought his daughter here to the game with him. And this one, a ground ball foul up the third base side.
Good to see him here. Good to see him out.
Of course, yesterday they had a big signing day here yesterday, and Blake Robinson, a long snapper for the Cubs, signing with Stephen F. Austin, and then defensive lineman Miguel Rodriguez and John Rigsby signing with Texas Lutheran. So congratulations to those young men getting to continue their playing careers. Ground ball back to the mound. Jasinski fires to first, and that's out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the bottom of the first, and it's Abilene Wiley nothing. Cubettes coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And Hannah Messer warming up for the Abilene Wiley Lady Pirates. She'll be working with Sydney Murphy behind the plate, right side of the infield. Corey Vogley at first. Kaylin Vessel at second, left side. Riley Severson at short. Macy Stevenson at third. In the outfield, Kayla Santiago in center. And she's flanked in right by Aubrey Gunther, and in left by Jen McPherson. And it'll be Avery Maurer to lead things off. All right, junior shortstop in her third season, starting on the varsity level. And pitch is a strike call. And the Pirates, 1-1. And now fouls that one away. It's 1-2. In the bottom of the first inning, no score yet here from Alumni Field. And outside of ball, it's 2-2. Inside ball 3. Pitch, and Maurer sends this one a high fly ball into shallow right. Second baseman backtracking and makes the grab for out number one. Not much in the way of wind blowing. The flags are just kind of hanging out there in center field. As Allie Shield comes to the plate.
Few days ago is a little bit different, though.
Yeah, quite a bit different.
I've still got sticks to pick up in my yard.
Swing on a miss, 1-1. That kind of win, we'd have to worry about the flags getting ripped off the pole.
That's it.
Swing and a miss, 1-2 on Shield.
It's late winter in Brenham, Texas, and as we said earlier, just hang around, it'll change.
Oh yeah. And outside for a ball, 2-2.
And then 4 months from now, we'll be complaining how hot it is.
Oh yeah. Oh, and strike 3 call. I thought that was a little bit high.
Oh, my goodness. I even marked down ball 2.
And
oh my gosh.
She'll get caught looking. I don't know about that. To me, that was a high pitch.
It kind of looked that way.
And that'll ring up Kaylin Rodriguez. Foul back, and it's 0-1. And that one fouled away. No balls, 2 on Rodriguez. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Cubettes and the Wiley Lady Pirates.
Messer came with change up there. And oh, my goodness.
And Rodriguez down on strikes. And so 3-3 down in that inning. And we've played one. No score here at Alumni Field. Back with inning number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books.
606 South Austin, for the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And on to inning number two we go. And it is the Brenham Cubettes and the Abilene Wiley Lady Pirates. And leading it off for Abilene Wiley, it is the third baseman, Macy Stevenson. So far, I think all right-handed batters for Wiley here against Della Jasinski.
That's what we have seen.
And Jasinski with her first pitch of the inning. That one's going to be a ground ball to short. Maurer up with it. Throws on to Rodriguez, and that's out number one.
Just what we want to see. One pitch, one out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Avery makes it look so easy out there, doesn't she?
Very, 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 very blessed young lady. Very excellent ball player.
And that'll bring up Kaylin Vessel now. And pitch is a ball, 1-0.
Kind of runs in the family a little bit, doesn't it?
Yep. Look in by Jasinski, and here's the 1-0 delivery. In there for a strike, 1-1. Next pitch on the way. And it's a little high for a ball. It's 2-1. And that one's going to be shot in the gap in for a base hit for Vessel. Placed it perfectly between short and third. And it's a one out, one on. And that'll bring up Corey Vogley, the first baseman. And pitches up high for a ball. Runner fake break didn't go. Landry came up ready to throw just in case. One-oh delivery. And that one's going to be popped up along the infield. Rodriguez calling for it. And makes the grab.
Tailed on her a little bit.
Yeah. She was able to come back and make the grab, though.
Nice, nice job. Nice effort.
Yeah, it's a two down now. And that'll bring up Macy Newline, the designated player. She's batting for the shortstop, Riley Severson. So now Jasinski just needing one more out to get out of this inning. Next pitch. Up high ball, it's 1-0. Second of six games scheduled for this weekend for the Cubettes. They'll have two more tomorrow and two more on Saturday, weather permitting. This is up high for a ball, and it's 1-1. They call it a strike there, so 1-1. And next pitch is ball, 2-1. And next pitch from Jasinski. Foul tip into the mitt, and it's 2-2.
Oh, nice pitch on that inside corner.
All right, here we go, Madison. Drive something, kid.
And now just needs one more pitch to get through the inning. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, going with the pitch, and now she's backtracking, and it's 3-2. Full count now on new one. And pitch coming. And she's going to send this one into over to first. And Rodriguez will grab that one as well. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And one runner left on. And we go to the bottom of the second. Still no score here from Alumni Field. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And on to the bottom half of the second inning, and pitch is a strike called to Sarah Mabey. And that is from Hannah Messer doing the pitching. No score here yet in this is the final game of the day here at the leadoff classic. Pitches up high for a ball, 1-1. Cavettes won their first game of the day, 5-1 over Huffman Hargrave, and now trying to make it a clean sweep. If they can get the win here this evening over Wiley. Next pitch is a strike, and it's 1-2 to Mabey.
Sarah had a pretty good opening night on Monday.
Yeah. Three hits, and then having a three-run homer in that first game of the day today. And that one back up the middle, base hit. And she continues. That's a three-game hitting streak to start the season.
Just keep it going.
And now that'll bring up Andy Beckendorf. Beckendorf, one of the six seniors on the team this year. And bunts this one foul up the first base side. Beckendorf's been a starter on the varsity all 4 years.
Hard to believe those 4 years have gone by.
I know.
My goodness. Special young ladies, though.
Absolutely. Great bunch of young ladies. And bunts this one foul up the first base side. And it's 0-2 on Beckendorf. And next pitch is going to pop this one up into shallow left. Third baseman back, but the shortstop calls her off. And that's out number one. And now that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez. Another one of the members of the senior class. Swung out and missed, and 0-1.
Get all the way in, right here. You got it.
And this one just popped up, caught by the first baseman, and luckily maybe back before they could double her off. And so that's two down now, and it'll be up to Kylie Baker to try to make something happen this inning. Swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. And swung on and missed, and it's quickly here 0-2 on Baker. And down low ball, 1-2. Baker, a sophomore. And up high, and it's 2-2.
Good job by Kylie, falling behind 0-2, working the count even.
Mm-hmm. Oh, strike three call. That looked a little inside to me, and that will retire the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we played through two. Still no score here at Alumni Field, back with inning number three after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's By and By for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Back we go here as we get ready for the start of the third inning. And it's going to be Aubrey Gunther and back to the top of the Wiley batting order with Kayla Santiago and Hannah Messer against Ella Jasinski. And first pitch from Jasinski. And there for a strike. And it's 0-1.
Drive through, here we go.
And inside, 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes.
Stay on contact. Go to work.
Hey, hey, hey. And that one foul up the first base side. Aubrey Gunther, the number 9 batter in the Wiley order. And the 1-2 pitch. Tried to get her to chase on the rise ball, and she didn't bite that time, and it's 2-2.
Hey, push through, drive deep, let's go.
And since we're going to step off the rubber. And the 2-2. Swung and a miss. Got her on strikes. And that's out number one. And that'll go back to the top of the order with Kayla Santiago. And surprisingly, Doug, that's just Della's first strikeout of the night.
I was just thinking it, Doug, and then you beat me to the punch. Good job.
And this one sent out to left field, maybe backtracking, and just takes one step back, makes the grab, and that's two away. And now Hannah Messer, the pitcher, will bat.
Key point is get the outs. Mm-hmm. She's done a good job of that. But normally by this point in the game, we've seen several.
Yeah, ground ball to third. Beckendorf bobbled but picks it and fires it to first. And that's out number three. Nice recovery there by Annie. And that's three up and three down. What a relief. Brenham National Bank. Come to Brenham National Bank. Get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. We go to the bottom of the third. Still no score here from Alumni Field. With the Brenham Cubettes and the Wiley Lady Pirates back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sport Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And on we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Stella Landry to lead it off. And yeah, Landry takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. It'll be Landry followed by Mackenzie Tiemann and back to the top of the Cubette order with Avery Maurer. 1-0 pitch. And Landry sends this one into shallow right. Right fielder coming in. And makes the grab for the out. Diving catch there by the right fielder, Aubrey Gunther. And that's one away. She takes a hit away from Landry. And now Mackenzie Tiemann comes to the plate.
First look we're going to get at Mackenzie.
Yeah. Sophomore second baseman. And a little slow roller out in front of the plate. And they're going to pick and fire to first and just get her. She nearly beat that one out.
It was close. Made it close.
It's a two down now, and that'll bring up Avery Maurer.
Actually, it's a good play there by the by the Wiley catcher. That's a tough play for her.
Oh, yes, it is. One-oh pitch. And change up taken for a ball. It's 2-0.
Look good.
And next pitch of ball in. It's 3-0 on Maurer. Maurer trying to get aboard and get something started for the Cubettes. And a pie ball four, and Maurer draws the walk. And that'll bring Hallie Shield to the plate.
I was curious there what Coach Roberts would do. The hitter that Avery is, do you turn her loose on 3-0? But the other three pitches weren't close. So,
pitch up high to Shield, ball one.
What we need now is base runners.
Yep. And in their fourth strike, it's 1-1. And Seal sends this one down the line and foul. One ball, two strikes. And, of course, Shield, we got to remember, she just came back from basketball. Her first day back with the team was Monday, so she really hasn't had a lot of time to practice and get ready.
Definitely in shape.
Oh, yeah.
She is in shape.
Oh, yeah. That's always a give me foul away. Two balls and two strikes.
I tell you what, we talked about the other night. Great dual sport athlete here. Did a great job on that basketball court.
Yeah, next pitch foul back in the screen. Holds the count at 1-2.
It's always good to see young ladies or young men playing more than one sport.
Yeah, and not very many. You can be like Hallie and say they started at the varsity at both sports all 4 years.
All 4 years.
And Shield sends that one out to right field, and right fielder over for the catch. And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And we played through three, and it is still a nothing-nothing score here at Alumni Field. Back with inning number four after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
We go here as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Still no score between Wiley and Brenham. This is the final game of the day at Alumni Field for the leadoff classic. Of course, two more tomorrow and two more scheduled for Saturday. And pitches a strike call, 0-1. Della Jasinski into her fourth inning of work. And that one's going to be pop foul. It's quickly here, 0-2.
Murphy with a double or first at bat.
It'll be Murphy, McPherson, and Stevenson here in the inning. The 3, 4, and 5 hitters for the Lady Pirates. And the 0-2. Swung and a miss. Got her on strikes. That's strikeout number 2 for Della.
Tell you what, excellent job there by Della keeping the ball down low in the strike zone. More toward the outer part of the plate. Tough pitch to hit.
And that'll bring up Jen McPherson. And a pie for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch coming. And that one foul away. 1-1. And that one live right to Beckendorf.
What a play.
Not a great spear there. And that's two quick outs now. And that'll bring up Macy Stevenson. Stevenson grounded a shorter first time up. First pitch up high, and it's 1-0. And next pitch bounced up there, a ball, and it's 2-0. Zeski trying to retire the side for the second straight inning. Up high for a ball, and it's 3-0. And that one down the line, foul.
Hey, straighten it out, kid. Between
three balls and a strike.
Keep going, Mace. Hey, here we go, two
balls. Well, the coach turning Stevenson loose on 3-0.
Yeah, that was a surprise there. Yeah, swung on a miss. 3-2. Now let's see if Della can come back and get her.
Hey, you're good.
Good pitch. Nice pitch.
All right, one more.
And that one, a ground ball to third. Beckendorf, another shot. Fires on to Rodriguez. And that'll retire the side in the inning. Three up and three down. Way to go, Brenham National Bank's the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. We move on to the bottom of the fourth inning, and we'll be back with our Whataburger recap after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life.
For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And back we go as Kaylin Rodriguez leads it off, takes the first pitch for a strike. And interesting, we've had, normally we look to the players for position changes, but we got coach position changes. Coach Roberts now down at first, and Coach Van Hook at third.
I saw that Monday night once. Tuesday, whenever it was, whenever the game was.
Tuesday night.
And Coach Roberts went to first base. And
and Rodriguez sends this one out to right field. And Gunther back out and made the grab for out number one. And it's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries with fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering now available. They're perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And it has been a pitcher's duel so far between Della Jasinski and Hannah Messer, as both pitchers have gone the distance. And Jasinski only allowing just two hits in the game. And has pitched really well, retired the last eight hitters in a row. And meanwhile, Messer has only allowed just one hit, and one walk thus far. And that one hit belongs to the young lady standing at the plate right now, Sarah Mabey. And, not a whole lot thus far here in the early going, but that is your Whataburger recap. And pitch is foul away.
If you like a pitcher's duel, this is what we have.
Exactly. So. And a pot for a ball. It's 1-1. Maybe at the plate, Beckendorf waiting on deck. And changeup snuck in there, and 1-2.
That's a brutal changeup.
And maybe send that one out the center. And wow, what a catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Great diving catch there from Kayla Santiago. Robs maybe of what would have been probably extra bases.
No doubt about it.
And that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf.
I was just getting ready to make the comment. Sarah's keeping her streak going.
Yeah.
But great, great play there by the center fielder.
And Beckendorf pops this one up into shallow left. Left fielder calling off the shortstop, and that'll be out number three. So three up and three down in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we played through four, and we're still scoreless here at Alumni Field. Back with inning number five after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Blueville Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And back we go here to the top half of the fifth inning. Della Jasinski still out there in the circle for the Brenham Cubettes. She'll be looking at Kaylin Vessel, Corey Vogley, and Macy Newheim. And the first pitch up high for a ball. And here's something of interest from just posted on Texas A&M Baseball's Facebook page. The National College Baseball Writers Association have named Evan Aschenbeck as to their preseason watch list for Stopper of the Year.
Hey, there we go. Congratulations.
That a way to Evan.
I tell you what, Evan did a terrific job last year.
He certainly did, and looking forward to seeing him do it again for the Aggies this year. 2-0 count. Pitch is inside for a ball, and it's 3-0. And I know Paula Carrier super proud of him.
And every reason to do so.
Yep.
And not only a terrific ball player, terrific young man.
He certainly is. And foul away, 3-1.
It's another one of those situations, Doug.
Yep.
Enjoyed watching him so much in high school, and now here he's.
Yeah. Oh. High school and then blend, and now here he is at A&M.
At A&M, oh my goodness.
And just continuing to get better. 3-1 pitch. And that one a ground ball, the second teaming up with it. Throws on to Rodriguez, and that's one away. That's now 9 in a row sent down by Jasinski. And that'll bring up Corey Vogley.
Good job there by Della coming back after falling down 3-0. Got it to 3-1 and threw a good pitch off the corner of the plate to get her ground out. Great job.
And next pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And down low for a ball. It's 2-0. And that was slow roller foul up the third base side. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Still no score. One out, nobody on. Down low ball, and it's 3-1. And this one going to be popped up into shallow center. And now we're backtracking. Makes the over-the-shoulder catch. And that's out number two. And now Macy Newline to bat. Yeah. And a pot for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch coming. That one's going to be sent out to right center. Shield backtracking, trying to get back there to hurry.
Oh,
Allie Shield making the catch for out number three. What a play there by Allie using that speed. And that'll retire the side, and that's another three up and three down inning. Three up and three down. Let's get some hits. You can get a hit, a win, and you get signature interest from Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. And let's give away some gasoline or some ribs in the bottom half of this inning. The Nathan's Barbecue home run inning is up next, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
All right, back we go, and we're heading to the bottom of the fifth. It's time now for the home run inning as Kaylee Rodriguez swings and misses. And who is Kaylee going to be hitting for?
How do you like this, Doug? We have a phone number, Bridget.
Bridget, but Bridget forgot to put her last name down.
That's okay.
Well, as long as we got a phone number and a birthday, so we...
That's all we need.
So we know we can verify it and make sure we got the right Bridget. Should she win here and pitches upstairs for a ball, 1-1. But folks, in the future, though, if you are going to fill out a slip for the home running, please put both your first and last name on there. And pitch to Rodriguez, swung on and missed, 1-2 from Messer. And in the inning, if a Cubhead hits a home run this inning, it's $20 worth of gasoline from Buccaneer Food Store. If a Cubhead hits a double or a triple, and it is a rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. So really, you can't go wrong either way.
Never a loser.
And that one foul back holds the count at 1-2. And, of course, we're proud once again to have Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, proud support sponsors of the home run inning. And Buccaneer Food Store, you have a convenient quick stop for authentic for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, which are really good, by the way.
By the way, very good.
And original meat and fruit kolaches, pitches up high for a ball. And don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials each day. And, of course, we on their
today's
Thursday,
the day.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, their famous fried chicken. And swung on a miss. Dan Rodriguez down on strike. So that's out number one. And, well, Bridget, sorry, no winner tonight, but you're welcome to sign up again. And next we're going to have Kylie Baker batting, and Kylie's going to be hitting for
Garcia, what is that? Hannah Garcia.
Hannah Garcia.
There we go.
And pitch swung on and missed. And also don't forget, Nathan's, you can get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. And also get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And always remember, at Nathan's Barbecue,
ain't no fib about our rib.
And Baker sends this one out to left field. And left fielder over there for a catch to make it out number two. And it's a two-away now, and that will bring up Stella Landry.
Well, we're moving right on that line here.
And Stella
Harvey hitting. Williams. Wickerman. Oh. Williams.
Harvey Williams, okay.
That's it. Wellman, Wellman. I'm sorry.
See. Harvey
Wellman.
Wellman.
It is Wellman.
It is Wellman, okay.
It is Wellman. Sorry about that. My mistake.
And Landry fouls this one away. And so it is an 0-1 count.
I'm not making alibis, Doug, but we don't have lights in here, and I have to get it to where the light is. So my apologies.
Good question. Where is the switch in here for the light?
Next door.
Oh, is that?
Okay. I think it's next door. By the way, Harvey is a regular.
Oh, yes. And Landry fouls this one away, and it's quickly 0-2. And pitches up high, ball one, 1-2 count on Landry. Mackenzie Tiemann waiting on deck.
You know, both of these pitchers have done an outstanding job.
They really have. I mean, only three hits total between the two teams. And that one off the glove there, the shortstop, and Landry is going to be safe at first, and the Cubettes have a base runner. And so that'll get one on and bring up Mackenzie Tiemann, and it looks like they're going to get a courtesy runner for Landry down there at first base.
That's 11, Doug.
Okay, it's Killian Kowiak.
Killian Kowiak.
And who is...
Chris Leal.
Chris Leal, okay. Chris, you are the next contestant in the home run inning. And Tiemann takes the first pitch for a strike.
All right, what are we going to do on Stella's... Doug, are we going to go hit?
Well, let me see what they.
Runner.
You're looking.
Yeah, I'm looking at the play to see what they gave her. They did call in an error on there. So an E6 that allowed Landry to reach. And this one thrown down, and Kowiak gets away now. And Kowiak over to third. And so now the Cubs have the first run of the game down there at third base. Now, it'll be a stolen base and an error. And so Tiemann now, she can get a hit here, can get the Cubettes on the board and break through the tie. Strike call, and it's 2-2. Maurer waiting on deck.
It
is the first time either team has had a runner at third. And pitched the team and swung on and missed, and she's down on strikes to retire the side. In the inning, there were no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we've got five innings in the book, still no score here. And so no winner in the home run innings. That means our next broadcast tomorrow night, it'll be up to $30 worth of gasoline in the Buccaneer Food Store. Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. Back with the sixth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Branham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And on we go, and we're heading to the top of the sixth inning. Still no score here from Alumni Field between the Cubettes and Abilene Wiley. And Della Jasinski out there in the circle for her sixth inning of work. And she's been on a roll. She's retired the last 11 batters that she's faced. And so Coach Roberts showing confidence in her senior right-hander and letting her go out and get another inning in. And pitches a strike call, too. And I think, Tommy, one of the things also, she's kept her pitch count low, and that's also helped with the decision to let her go longer.
No doubt about it. Well, keep that pitch count low. The good point is...
Swing on the miss, going two.
Good to see her stay out on the mound.
Yeah.
Punch through, drive deep, let's go.
The two other pitchers on the Cubette roster, Heidi Busker and Kylie Baker, both pitched the game this morning. And pitch was fouled away, 0-2. Busker pitched four innings, and Baker went three innings in that first game.
The other thing is, not too cool today,
yep.
So... holding up very well. Good to see that.
And this one foul up the third base side. And it is still 0-2 on Aubrey Gunther. It'll be Gunther followed by Santiago and then Messer here in the sixth inning.
Hey, go to work. Four, go to work. Here we go.
Swung and missed and got her on strikes, and Landry will fire to first to complete the strikeout. And that's one away.
And got Gunther twice on strikes.
Yep. Yeah. And three strikeouts in the game for Jasinski. And that'll bring up Kayla Santiago. And that one sent out to center field. Shield over, and that's two away. And that'll bring up Hannah Messer. I know Coach Roberts has told us before, Hallie has the best outfield instincts of any of the ones she's had out
there. No doubt about it.
Out of all the players she's coached out there before, she just great outfield instincts.
She has what we were told a number of years ago. You have to think where the ball is going to go.
Right.
And she has that that great instinct to do that, as you said, Doug.
Yeah.
And what I'm glad to see is she's a fixture in center field this year.
Yes.
So.
A one pitch. And inside, 1-1.
Not that any other player's done a bad, bad job out there. It's that's where she belongs.
Exactly.
In center field.
And outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Up high, and it's 3-1. Hannah Messer, the starting pitcher for Wiley. She 0-2 both times up. She's grounded out to Annie Beckendorf.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, come on. He's called that a strike all night.
All night long.
And now he's going to let her walk up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Just the first walk issued by Della in the game.
I was just getting ready to make the point we need to get this out. we got Sidney Murphy coming up here. Murphy. That leadoff double in the ball game.
Yep, 1-for-2 with a double.
Her first time up.
And that one, a base hit into left field, and that'll put two runners on. And now that'll bring up Jen McPherson.
And only the third hit given up by Della.
Exactly, and that walk, by the way, broke a string. She had retired 12 batters in a row until that walk.
Okay, we're going to have to see if we can... Oh.
Going to get a...
That's courtesy runner for...
The pitcher.
For Messer. I didn't get that number.
Me either.
We'll get it here in a minute. I'm pretty... Well, there's three double-digit numbers, so... I thought I saw one... So that would be, hopefully I'm thinking right that it's 19.
And in there for a strike. 0-1 count.
Even with the
two base runners, Jasinski just needs one more out to get through the inning. And the 0-1 to McPherson. Inside for a ball. One pitch on the way. Swung and a miss. One and two. She just reared back and fired that one in there.
That was just straight heat.
And 1-2.
Ready, here we go. 1-2. Go, Jed.
Pearson showing bunt. Pulls the bat back. Oh, come. That was close. Landry leans back to ask the umpire where that one was. 2-2.
Hey, punch through something. Here we go, kid.
That looked pretty good from up here.
Stella may be mumbling it up at the umpire right now. Or hey, Blue.
And a pie ball 3.
Okay, Della, let's just settle down now.
Three balls, 2 strikes. And that one fouled back, and that'll hold it at 3-2. That one fouled away again, and that remains 3-2.
McPherson getting just enough to stay alive.
Yep. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 runners aboard. And a scoreless tie here in the top of the 6th. And outside ball 4, and that'll load the bases now for Wiley. And that'll bring up Macy Stevenson, the third baseman. And time is called, and Coach Megan Whalen, the pitching coach here for the Cubettes, going to make the trot out to the pitching circle. And meanwhile, Coach Van Hook going to have a word with the infielders. So after getting the first two outs, two walks and a hit, it loaded the bases up. And Stevenson, who's the number five hitter, she's 0 for 2 in the game. She's grounded out twice, once to Maurer and once to Beckendorf.
Hey, here we go, Macy!
And with two outs, they basically got a force play at any base.
Just field it cleanly.
Yep. And get an out somewhere. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
You gotta go home. Go to work, mates. Go to work.
Yes, 1-0. 1-1. Just as we got her to chase one downstairs.
Good job there by Della getting her to go for that low inside pitch.
One ball, one strike. And pitch coming. And a ball. Is that same area he was given to the pitchers earlier in the game?
I know, now he's not. Just,
now he's completely changed his mind. Now he's not giving it at all.
I like the idea there by Della coming back inside on her.
Two balls and a strike. Down low, ball three.
Let's go.
Yeah, just going to step off the circle.
Mom's pacing down there a little. It'll be all right. It's early in the year.
And strike called.
Oh, thank you.
Three balls and two strikes. And next pitch, ground ball, foul up the third base side.
2-4, way to work.
Yeah, runners at every base. And a high ball four, and there is the first run of the game.
Gosh.
And it's 1-0 Wiley on the bases loaded walk to Macy Stevenson. And that'll bring up Kaylin Vessel. Three walks now for Jasinski, all of them coming here in the sixth inning.
Yeah, we talked about that stamina and, you know, maybe.
As pitch coming, the ground ball to short. Maurer up with it, throws to first, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning, they do come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors. Bases left loaded, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Wiley leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go here to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hannah Messer warming things up. She'll be looking at the top three in the Cubhead batting order: Avery Maurer, Hallie Scheel, and Kaylin Rodriguez. Wiley leading this one 1-0. And Cubhead bats need to go to work. And reach the bottom of the hour. I'll let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham, and of course on the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Alumni Field with the Brenham Cubettes and the Wiley Lady Pirates. And the first pitch to Maurer's, ball 1-0. And Maurer's, that is going to be a gapper. And Maurer will be into second base with a stand up double. That's what the Cubettes needed right there.
And guess what, Doug? We have a candidate for the drive.
Yes, we do. The Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, which we'll be awarding during the postgame show. And Hallie Scheel, the batter now.
Just what we needed to lead it off here.
And line drive for the shortstop, but luckily no... Luckily, the second baseman wasn't over there. Otherwise, Maurer might have gotten doubled off. And so one away, and that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez now. Messer trying to preserve this 1-0 lead for Wiley. Cubettes trying to battle back here. Down low a ball, and it's 1-0. Rodriguez 0-2. Sarah may be waiting on deck. Up high for a ball. 2-0 count. And send this one high fly ball out into right, and foul ball. And it's 2-1 now.
A great effort there by the second baseman.
She came from a long distance and almost made the catch, but just foul enough. And Rodriguez fouls that one back. It's 2-2.
If this was playoffs, Doug, it'd be nerve-wracking.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But early in the year, you know, a ball game like this is kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the next exciting moment.
Exactly. And 2-2 pitch on the way. Up high, ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes now.
Good eye there by Kaylin, trying to get a go for a pitch out of the strike zone. You ready?
Swing and missed, and down on strikes goes Rodriguez. That's 2 away, and that'll bring up Sarah Maybe. Maybe 1-2 with a single.
Hey, got just what we need. Clean up hitter up.
And swung on and missed 0-1.
hope here.
And it's just one a high fly ball and out to left.
Oh, she dropped it!
And it's a baby. Mallor scores, maybe digging for three, and she's in there. And we're tied up at one apiece. And Avery Mallor just made the first run of the game. First run of the game sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow. Focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And now that'll bring up Andy Beckendorf. Swings and misses 0-1. So Beckendorf now with a chance to put the Cubettes in front if she can come through with a hit here.
All right, Doug, you're going to look up. I'm going to say he's 7. But
that's what I'm thinking, but we'll go with what the coaches have.
She'd have turned a little sooner.
Yep.
Might have seen a round tripper. Shaded more toward left center there.
And it is going to be an E7.
It is.
And it's the third error of the game for Wiley. And it's got it all tied at one apiece, 3-1 count on Beckendorf. And Beckendorf fouls this one up the third base side. It's 3-2. And 3-2 pitch, up high, ball 4, and Beckendorf reaches. And that's 2 on now for Kaylee Rodriguez. Or actually, no, this is going to be Killian Koliak is going to bat for Rodriguez. The Colt driver's going to her bench. Trying to get that run across.
And we have a pinch runner, Doug. Is that Nevaeh?
I think so. I think so. Is Nevaeh Holmes running at third base? And pitches a strike. And Beckendorf is going to take second uncontested. So runners second and third, two down, and an 0-1 count on Ankoviak. Up high, 1-1. Up high, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. And pitch down low, ball 3. Kylie Baker waiting on deck. Don't jump, kid. Ball four. That is a walk, and that'll load the bases. And bring up Kylie Baker. Time is called as Murphy's going to go out and have a word with Messer. And Messer, this is the first time, much like with Della in the top half of this inning, for Messer, this is the first time she's been in any trouble during the game.
Yeah.
Up until this inning, both pitchers were cruising along.
That's it. Sixth inning has been a nemesis for both pitchers.
And so now Baker batting. She is 0 for 2 in the game, looking for her first hit.
Really good opportunity here to be a hero.
And a pie for a ball. Throw back to first base, and she's safe.
Coach whispering in Kennelly's ear, yeah, be a little careful over here.
And gets away.
Oh!
And Holmes going to stay.
Would have been a little close at the plate.
Yeah. Not far enough, really, for Holmes to try to get in and score there. And it's quickly 2-0 on Baker. With Stella Landry waiting on deck. And strike call. Two and one count. And Baker fouls it off. Two balls and two strikes.
Messer fell behind 2-0. Now don't work the count even.
And the 2-2. Ball three. 3-2 count. Well, at least he's consistent. He didn't call it for us in the top of the inning. He didn't give it to them in the bottom of the inning.
No, you're exactly right. Great point.
And the 3-2. Hitter! So that will get the go-ahead run across. Baker hit by the pitch. What a way to get an RBI. And so Holmes will score, and it makes it 2-1, Cubettes. And now Stella Landry batting. Base is still loaded. Beckendorf at third, and Kobiak at second, and Baker at first. And it's an 0-1 count on Landry. Landry 0 for 2, reached on an error her last time up.
Tell you what, wouldn't hurt to have a little insurance here.
Yep. Swung on a miss, and 0-2. Could catch up to the fastball.
Looked like that one may have been just a little bit out of the strike zone.
And pitches a ball. And 1-2 count. And outside, 2-2.
There you go.
Inside, ball three. And it's a full count now on Stella Landry. And ball four. And so Landry will take the bases loaded, walk, and make it 3-1, Cubettes. Scoring is Beckendorf. And things coming unraveled here for Messer.
She just kind of lost it this inning.
Well, yeah, I mean, three walks and a hit batter on the last three that she's faced. And looks like Liliana Gonzalez
yes, you're
running.
Right. You're exactly right.
Gonzalez courtesy running for Landry. And pitches a strike call, 0-1 to Mackenzie Tiemann. The Cubettes, after not being able to get on the board at all the first five innings, manufactured three runs here and pitched foul away. It's 0-2 on Tiemann.
And all of this started with that E7.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cubettes have done an excellent job of taking advantage of it.
Exactly. And taking outside for a ball, 1-2. Avery Maurer, who led off the inning with a double, due up next. With Tiemann coming up here, the Cubettes have batted around. And pitch is taken outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Tiemann pops this one up. Second baseman over. Makes the grab, and that will retire the side. But in the inning for the Cubettes, they do come up with three runs on one hit. There was one error, and the bases left loaded. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Cubettes lead it 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
All right, here we go to the top of the seventh inning. And the Brenham Cubettes just three outs away from securing their third win to start the season. And Della Jasinski trying to finish this one out. She'll be looking at the bottom three of the Wiley batting order. Corey Vogley, Macy Neuwine, and Aubrey Gunther. And first pitch is a ball, 1-0. Big inning there in the bottom half of the sixth. As the Cubettes put up three runs to take the lead here. And next pitch from Jasinski. And that one, ground ball.
Oh, nice. What a play!
Beckendorf fires to first.
I tell you what, Doug. Annie's made several really, really good plays over at third base.
She really has, and that may have been the best one of the night. And now that'll bring in Macy Neuwine, the designated player. And she's going to pop this one up. Landry looking back, but it's going to get into the stands. And it's an 0-1 count. And that one, a ground ball in the hole. It's short, knocked down by Maurer. Throws from her feet. She gets it.
Oh, wow.
Avery Maurer getting that deep in the hole and threw it out from her knees.
Wow. Only Avery can make that play.
As the late, great Milo Hamilton would say, put a blue star on that
pitch. Put a star on that one.
Wow. And now Wiley down to their final out. And this one foul up the third base side. And it's Aubrey Gunther. She's 0-2 with two strikeouts.
Tell you what, Doug, that's... two web gems in a row.
Exactly.
Golly. And he makes a great stab there at third, throws right at first. Now and then, Avery comes up with one to top that one.
Yeah. And back up the middle. That's going to scoot through for a base hit. And so Wiley not quite done yet. And it'll be up to Kayla Santiago, the center fielder. She's 0 for 3. She's flown out all three times that she's been up.
Here we go, Kayla. You're due.
Tell you what, though, it's still not a bad job, Doug. Only the fourth hit given up by Della. I think I'm right on that.
Yeah,
huh?
I believe so. Let's see. And three of those four hits have been singles.
That's right.
And that one fouled back, one ball and one strike.
Do you, Kayla? Do you, kid? Right here now.
And inside a ball, it's 2-1.
Tell you what, that's the one thing about Santiago, for a leadoff hitter, she's always getting a piece of the ball.
Yeah.
Do you, kid, right here now.
2-1 on the way. And outside of ball, 3-1. Jasinski just needing one more out to secure the win.
I'd like to see her get this one.
And that one's sent out to left field. Backtracking goes maybe to make the catch. And that's the ball game. Your final score, the Brenham Cubettes win it 3-1 over the Wiley Lady Pirates. And that'll send us to our post game. And this broadcast of Brenham Cubettes softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Postgame show made possible by Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Holy Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsor.
Introducing new boneless water wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter. French fries are not from France. And your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless Wada Wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
Wada Wings. Wada Wings. Wada Wings.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cashback patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
KWHIAM and K269GU FM, Brenham.
And we welcome you back here on the postgame show to Alumni Field. And don't forget, I almost want to make mention one program. You know, we've got Texas A&M Lady Aggie basketball still to come tonight. 8 o'clock is they're taking on Vanderbilt this evening. And it's 8 o'clock for the opening tip-off. 7:45 Lady Aggie pregame here on KWHI. So that is coming up next. But meanwhile, as we come back here to the post game, it is the Brenham Cubats with a 3-1 victory over Abilene Wiley, and this was quite the pitcher's duel here this evening.
Oh, no doubt about it. As we had talked about a little bit earlier, this is not a scenario you'd like to see in the playoffs.
Right.
But it was a great game early in the year like this, and good to see a big Cubhead victory.
And now we're going to have Sarah Mabee joining us. And Sarah, congratulations. Y'all, a big day today. Two more victories in the books for you.
Yes, sir. Very good day today.
Yeah, you started off the first. We'll go back to the first game today, and y'all had fallen behind on that one, 1-0. And then you came through with the big hit. Three were on blast in that one. And take us through that at bat there.
The first two at bats, I knew I wasn't sitting on the ball. I wasn't picking good pitches. So I knew the third at bat I wanted to hit. I was ready to hit, so I just picked my pitch and I went with it. She missed her spot. She was pitching all out. She missed her spot, and I took it.
Yeah, and now the game here tonight, it was really really quite the pitcher's duel. Della and then their pitcher throwing up zeros, and I know hitters, y'all were just trying to look for anything you could get, huh?
Their defense was pretty good. It was mostly a battle of the defenses. Like, we were both getting hit off of, but our defense was holding us down, so...
Yeah, and of course, coming through with that three spot there in the bottom half of the sixth inning to finally pull away from this one, and that had to feel pretty good. And now coming up tomorrow, two more games, and then two more games on Saturday. It's always busy this time of year, but it's also a lot of fun, too, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's very fun. I like it a lot. Like, it's just fun to be with our team and, like, stay motivated.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sarah, thank you for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you all again tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and we're going to have Coach Katie Roberts joining us here now on the postgame show. And, Coach, congratulations. Two more big wins today.
Yes, sir. Yeah. First day of the tournament down.
Yep, and you're 3-0 to start the year, and this one tonight especially, a really big pitcher's duel here, and I imagine for Della that had to be a huge confidence boost to be able to get through all seven innings tonight.
Yeah, I mean, none of our pitching staff at this point has thrown seven innings, so that was our first one, so that was a huge, you know, moving forward to her future, a good thing for her that she made it through, you know, to seven. Secondly, I just thought it was our defense, man, was awesome. They played behind her, and it made a difference because offensively, even earlier today, we just weren't producing the first couple at bats. You know, we hit the ball hard, I thought, but defense played well.
And well, speaking of defense, how about the two web gems by Annie and Avery in that last inning?
Right there in the last inning, I know.
Those were just amazing.
They were both good plays, very good plays. Yeah. So.
And team, even not hitting as well tonight, but still managed to manufactured runs when you needed them.
Yeah, that's what I told him earlier today, too. I'm like, right now we're finding a way to win, but I feel like if we continue to do what we're doing right now, we're going to find ourselves on the other side of a ball game. However, right now we found a way. We keep getting behind and having to come back, at least today. So hopefully tomorrow we will have a different mindset, get ahead a little bit earlier in the game, and give our pitchers a little bit of room to breathe because they haven't been able to do that today.
And, of course, coming up tomorrow, you got your old stomping ground, Santa Fe.
I know. I can't wait to see one of my assistants tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. But, yeah, obviously I want to win that one.
Yeah,
pretty bad.
And then we'll be here for the second game with Harlan. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I know that they were pretty decent last year. They might have graduated. They had a pretty good pitcher last year that might have graduated, if I'm right. So, not sure. I looked at scores earlier, but I think they played the late games, and I can't remember how they did.
Okay.
So we're, you know, it's tournaments. We just got to go and be ready to compete at whatever level it is all the time. And that's what Coach Van Hook and I were talking about earlier. She was saying when she was in college, you know, coaching college, that you knew what to expect all the time. And it drives her crazy about high school because in this moment, you may not know, you know, what type of talent that you're facing every time you step out there. So,
all right. Well, Coach, congratulations again on the win, and we will see you all tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll name our John Breeden Star of the Game and our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blind Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
All right, back we go here, and it is the postgame show. Brenham Cubettes winning it over Abilene Wiley tonight, 3-1. And time now to name our John Breeden Star of the Game. And, well, this one was one of our easier ones that we'll probably have this
year. No doubt about it, Doug. I tell you what, outstanding pitching performance this evening by Della Desensky. She hung in there tight, gave up only four hits. If you want to call it on a downer side, she did walk three, but managed to work out of the innings and struck out only three, but she kept the ball down today, kept it in the strike zone. Just an outstanding pitching performance by Della. Our John Breeden, outstanding star player of the game.
And Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Dave Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game. And for that one, we go to the sixth inning for that one. And it was Avery Maurer coming through with a leadoff double that set the stage for that inning.
I tell you what, we had just what we wanted. We had Avery Maurer coming up in that inning, leading off, and she had that big leadoff double just now and got us back in the ball game, scored the first run of the ball game, and again they go on to get the other two runs that put us up 3-1. So great performance there. Our Hyundai of Brenham Star of the Game, Avery Maurer.
And
got it right today,
yep.
Got it right.
And the team of Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham, your automotive needs are covered. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. visit online at HodeRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we go here one final time as the Brenham Cubs pick up the two more wins today. And off to a 3-0 start. Couldn't ask for much better.
I tell you what, great job by this Cubs team again. I like the never say die attitude. They never gave up. They came back to win this ball game. The other big point that I want to pay close attention to is to see Della Jasinski go seven innings.
That was absolute back to what we're used to seeing, brother.
Exactly.
Great job here tonight. And even one stretch during the middle of the game, retiring 12 in a row. And so a big victory tonight here for the Cubettes. And they'll be back here tomorrow. They are going to take on Santa Fe at 3 o'clock and then Harlan at 5 o'clock. We'll have that 5 o'clock game for you here on KWHI. And then two more games on Saturday. And Saturday, we'll have both of those for you as well. So plenty of great softball action this weekend. Well, that's going to do it for us here from Alumni Field. And I want to thank Austin Bagg at the studios for his fine work on the boards. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for Tommy Langan to my right and all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.